On July 30th, 2004, two people were killed and several wounded at simultaneous attacks against embassies in Uzbekistan. The list of countries affected by terrorism continues to grow. Part 2. If you think you're experiencing a little bit of deja vu from yesterday's post, no, you are not imagining things. Read on. Tashkent, Uzbekistan. When we think about terrorism and where it transpires, I would imagine that most of us would go to the same four or five places. We would probably start with Afghanistan, as it seems, not just seems, but really is, a country where terrorism happens a lot. We would then throw in Syria and Iraq. Some would include Somalia and Nigeria, both African nations with huge terrorism problems. After that, it would most likely depend. After that short list, it is far from obvious which country should be seen as getting the short end of the terrorism stick. So what about Uzbekistan? I'd bet dollars or donuts that most people have never heard of Uzbekistan and could not find it on a map. The Stan ending may lead some to speculate it is somewhere in Asia, and that would be correct. Uzbekistan is a Central Asian republic which once formed part of the USSR until that social experiment failed in the early 1990s. Like its immediate neighbors, other stans such as Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, and Turkmenistan, Uzbeks speak a Turkic tongue. So if you had not heard of Uzbekistan, you most probably would not have associated it with terrorism. And yet that is exactly what happened on this day in 2004. On July 30th of that year, three suicide bombers struck both the US and Israeli embassies in the Uzbek capital of Tashkent. While no diplomats were killed or injured, two guards at the Israeli embassy were killed and seven wounded at the Uzbek prosecutor's office. Two were wounded at the US embassy. Quote, from a bystander, it happened at 4:45 p.m. while I was doing my business. The explosion was so strong that one could see a flame, but I did manage to get through to the place where it happened. The terrorist group Islamic Jihad Group, or IJG, claimed the attacks and vowed to conduct more. The U.S. State Department listed the group as a, quote, specially designated global terrorist less than a year later. The IJG is believed to have ties to Al-Qaeda. That is two attacks, 14 years apart, in two Central Asian republics. I promise you that tomorrow's featured incident will not involve a third.
Hi, this is Phil Gursky, President and CEO of Borealis Threat and Risk Consulting in Ottawa, Canada. Thank you for listening to this episode of Today in Terrorism, where we look at what happened on this day in the past and what it means for today. I'd love to hear what you think of the content here at Borealis. You can email me at borealisrisk@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter at @BorealisSaves, or on LinkedIn or on Facebook. You can also subscribe to all my content, Today in Terrorism, Quick Hits, Perspectives, and other media by going to my website, www.borealisthreatandrisk.com, and clicking the subscribe button on the top right of the screen. You will receive all the content free of charge to your inbox on a daily basis. That's it for today. I'll talk to you again tomorrow for another episode of Today in Terrorism. Until then, stay safe.